Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah. Steve Harvey. You know, y'all.
Better give me some
air. Well, I listen to Steve Harvey. Yeah, join me.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Oh, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is simply amazing. Because God is off the chain. Because God is over the top. Because God is all that in a bag of chips. God is amazing, man. God will take you places that you never, ever thought you would go. Oh, you know what? Sometimes it amazes me when I'm watching people talk about themselves and their careers and where they're at in life and things. And I hear people say, you know, always dreamed of being here. You know, I can understand when a person says that. I've always dreamed that of something like this would happen to me. But I want you to think about that for a second. Did you really see it just like that, though? Did you really, really see it just like that? Did you really know that God was going to bring you through all he brought you through to get you to this place? Did you know that in spite of the losses along the way that would crumble the average person, that somehow he kept you through it all and that's how you got here? Did you think of, you know, I mean, since you're so busy talking about yourself now, have you forgotten all the times he was bringing you through when you didn't see no way that you was going to get through? Do you remember that? So when you sit there and you say, I dreamed of this, this is what I always saw happening, I don't really think so. I don't really think if you take inventory, a real close inventory of your life, and you look back on it all, stop looking at the moment right now. Remember where you come from. See, that's what gets me emotional sometimes. That's what makes me tear up, because when something is happening to me in the moment, it ain't the moment for me. It's the memory of how I got there. It's the recollection of all the things, all the nights, all the days in that car, all the times by myself when I felt like I wasn't going to make it. But somehow I'm standing somewhere and somebody passing out an award to me or somebody calling my name. That's that. Did you really think you was going to make it then? So since you're talking about this is what I always dreamed of, did you really think in those moments right there that you would even be standing here today? That's why I try to get people to understand, you know, and this is kind of for young people today, what I'm about to say. But then guess what? Sometimes I had to remind myself of it. So I guess it's still kind of for everybody, you know, because I work with a lot of young people, and so many times, man, young people just don't understand what all it takes. And I know, and if you're a full grown adult, if you're 40, you really understanding where I'm coming from, because, you know, listen to me, young people, or anybody that don't understand this, that you got to do some things that you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. You have to understand this principle of success, or else you are not going to become successful. I got what you want to do. I got your ultimate goal is this, that, and the other. I got all of that. But in the meantime, though, there are some necessary steps that you have to take in order to become successful. And you cannot skip these steps. You can't jump over these steps just because you want to be rich Friday. I got that. Everybody got that. But if you want this, whatever you're talking about, whether it's money or success or fame or climbing the corporate ladder, or this is the position, or you, all that's fine and dandy. Please hold on to your dreams. Dreams come true. But in the meantime, let me remind you of something, that you got to do some things you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. Let's say you want to be rich and famous. Let's just say that's it for you. That's it. And it's a lot of other ways of being successful. Please don't think that's the only one. But I'm just saying, let's just say yours is rich and famous. And let's say some miraculous way, God made you rich and famous next Friday. Ta-da, there you are. You rich and you famous next Friday. Can I share something with you? This is not going to last for you. You know why? Because you have not done the things necessary you have not done the things that you have to do in order to do the things you want. So now you're rich and famous. How you going to know how to budget money? How you going to know how to get up and keep clawing towards the top when you fall off your pedestal? See, it's so many things you got to know about something. And you think, because it's what you want right now, it's supposed to happen just now. It's a process. When you ask God for something, please know, God know the process. He know the necessary steps to take you through. Don't lose your patience with God because your dreams ain't coming true right now. Man, I think the best way, y'all, is for me, I just use myself as an example. I really do understand why God has given me the life he's given me so far. I understand the being homeless part now. I get the not being successful when I wanted to part now. I get it. I got the delayed entry into the field of choice for myself. I got it now. I've been wanting to be on TV and a little comedian since I was 9 years old. But guess what? I didn't get there till I was 28. But see, I didn't get it then. I was mad at God. You know what I want, and I'm sitting up here. I got exactly what you want. But I got this process I want you to go through to get here, too. Because, see, I'm finna take you somewhere you don't know nothing about. One day you're going to have a radio show with your little stupid behind. You don't know this yet. I'm going to bless you with a radio show. You don't even know it. That's why I say every morning, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Because, see, I didn't see this one coming. But, see, God had a plan for me. It was in the blueprint of my life. So God said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make your life a little rough for you. I'm going to toss you up a little bit. I'm gonna let you make some of these stupid decisions you want to make, and I'm gonna make you learn from them. I'm gonna let you be homeless for a little while. I'm gonna let you not get into your field of choice until you're 28. I'm gonna have people talking about if we had only seen him when he was younger. I ain't gonna let you get your first car in your name till you're 38. I'm gonna make you go through some things because one day I'm gonna put a microphone in front of your mouth and I want you to honor me. I want you to talk about me. I want you to tell people what I bought you through. I want you to give people inspirational moments where they can see that your life was jacked up for a minute and I turned your life around for you. That's God dealing with me. See, so now I finally understand why I went through the life I went through so I could have something to say. See, I ain't over here telling you about what I think will happen. I'm telling you what I know can happen, that God does make dreams come true. But sometimes it take a minute. Sometimes you're going to have to do some things you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. All right? I'll let you. I'm going to be tripping today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land. And when I say in the land, big ups. What's up, Philadelphia? How y'all doing? New York City, what it do, baby? Atlanta, y'all ain't even went to sleep. I ain't no need to me saying good morning. Y'all ain't went to sleep. ATL, you been up. You been up since last night. New Orleans, y'all ain't been to sleep. What's up? Good morning to you. Yes, sir. This is the baddest show in the land. Chicago, is it cold yet? Because you know y'all cold. Yes, I don't know when y'all cold kick in. It don't stop till June. Then it pick right back up in September. Y'all got about
what is
four
this?
Weeks?
August. Tomorrow it'll be cold. Tomorrow.
It's cold in tomorrow. Chicago.
Wind picking up today.
Yes. Don't go over there by that lake.
We got lake 3 weeks to get on this boat. We got 3 weeks to get on this boat. Detroit, Michigan, good morning to you. Good morning to everybody that's listening to the Baddest Show, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's the nephew holding it down this weekend, this morning, rather, with the wonderful crew. That would be Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, yeah. Mississippi Monica, and the one and only Junior Kia Spates. Yes, yeah. Top of the morning.
Yeah, morning. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Everybody good?
Hey. Yeah.
Everybody good.
Yeah.
We here.
Happy Monday.
I'm fresh out of Jamaica, y'all. I don't know if I told y'all, you know, I took a little old, just a little old family trip. Did I tell y'all that? Did a little old family
trip? I saw you on the gram. How was it?
Yeah. Yes. It was very good after I switched hotels. It was very good.
Uh-oh.
Am I just too bougie, y'all? Yes. I don't know.
Yes. It depends on where you switched. What you switched for?
When you walk in, Junior, and you see the carpet in the hallway, it ain't looking right. You already know when you get to your room, it's just gonna get worse.
The same carpet.
Yes. When you see paint peeling off the wall, you're like, I don't think we made a good decision.
Yeah.
But after you switched hotels.
After I switched, enjoyed Jamaica, outstanding Montego Bay. We went to Dunn's River Falls. Uh-huh. Climbed the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I didn't climb the whole thing. Me and Sydney got off halfway through. Jordan and his mama continued on the way up the fall. It got to a point I was like, why are we doing this?
That's what I be wanting to know. We're going to fall.
Why do we go on these vacations and think we're supposed to do these daredevil excursions? Why?
Steve told you about that. Yes. If you don't do it at home, don't do it on vacation.
And listen, they got like 10, 12 people holding hands as you go up Don's Ridge. So everybody got to hold hands and go up there together. And I just realized, you know what? Harriet Tubman would have left me. You know what I'm saying? She would have left me.
Why?
The first river you got to cross.
I didn't want to cross. I didn't want to climb. I didn't want to go another further.
You didn't care nothing about that North Star, did you?
I couldn't see the North Star, but anyway, had a good vacation with my family. I'm so grateful. Grateful.
You ain't got to do all them daredevil excursions. You ain't got to do that, T. You got to put on all that safety equipment. You don't need to go. Helmet.
Junior, they went zip line, and I was below the zip line taking pictures. I'm not doing all this time. I'm not doing it.
I'm telling you, man. I understand.
You know what my husband liked to do on vacation excursions? He said chilling is an excursion.
Yes. Yes.
A red cup.
I like it.
With an umbrella in it. Yes.
All right, listen. Glad you're back safely. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Let me run it right to you. A small favor. Now, that ain't much. I ain't asking for much.
Not a big favor. Just a small favor.
Okay. Yes, cat dog, if you would, small favor.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Vicky.
This is Vicky.
Hey Vicky, how you doing? Are you the niece of your aunt?
Yes.
Okay, and your aunt passed away. How many years ago your aunt passed?
It was about 5 years ago.
Okay, listen, I'm over here at the funeral home. My sister just passed away, and they gave me your phone number. Did you guys? We're going through a little bit of a situation here. Did you guys aunt have, you know, your aunt was a heavyset woman. Is that right?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Now, they had to, did they have to put her in a, did they have a bill, a special casket for her?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're kind of going through with my sister. We ordered a special casket for my sister. And I'm assuming this is the same thing that you guys went through. I called several of her children, but I wasn't able to get in touch with anybody, but the funeral home actually had your name on file as well. So they gave me your number where I would be able to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. You can speak to me, but, you know, what seems to be the problem?
Well, listen, the funeral is actually in 2 days.
Okay.
And we ordered one of those special caskets, but it doesn't look like it's going to be in for another week. So, you know, it's almost like we're not going to have a casket for her, you know, for the funeral. And, okay. you know, the, like I said, the funeral home told us about, you know, that you guys were the last ones that ordered a casket of that size. And, you know, me and the rest of the family has been, you know, we've been trying to figure out what to do and what to do. Do you think it's any way possible we can borrow the casket that your aunt is in? And then when the casket comes in that we ordered, we can put her in that casket and put her back down to rest like she's always been. Do you think that's
what?
Possible?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me, could you repeat yourself? What exactly are you asking me?
Well, what I'm saying is, do you think we can borrow your aunt casket? Because, you know, the funeral is in 2 days, and the casket is not going to be in order for us to be able to bury her in a casket for, the, you know, to accommodate her size. That's what I'm asking.
What kind of is this you're talking about? First of all, who is this?
Okay, no, my name is Larry. Like I said, my name is Larry. I got you guys. Like I said, I tried to call some of her kids, but nobody ever picked up when I called.
Okay, well,
and, but
well,
they said
yeah,
that they had her niece's number on file, too. You are her niece, Vicky, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that maybe you can talk to the children and see if we can maybe use that particular casket?
Okay, wait a minute. What the f*** talking about? This some first of all, who is this? You got to be losing your mind if you think I'm going to let you dig up my auntie for just to bury your sister.
Yeah, but
you know,
I understand
problem.
Where you're coming from, but what I'm trying to say is that we don't have a casket big enough, and they let us know that you guys were the last ones that had a casket that, you know.
What the f*** that got to do with us? That's your sister. Figure it out. Have you lost your
No, no. Well, okay, first of all, what I'm trying to do is this. The family been grieving pretty hard, and I just wanted to make sure that the funeral would be right. And it ain't going to be right if we don't have...
That be?
We don't,
how do you think
we,
my family going to feel digging my auntie up? You lost your mind. Man, don't call me with this. Who is the funeral home that gave you my number to ask me to use the casket so you can bury your sister? Who is the name of that person?
I can't remember, but it was the guy, the funeral director let me know that you guys had went through a situation where you had to bury your aunt. Like I said,
and
I tried to call.
And what's your name again?
My name is Larry.
Okay, Larry, this is a stupid. I don't know what gave you my phone number to call me asking you this dumb. Can you believe this? They call here asking me so can they dig up a so they can bury their sister. It's not fault that his sister don't have a casket. Hello?
No, what kind of stupid? I understand. Not your fault. No, I understand it's not your fault. What I'm trying to say is would y'all show some sympathy and some love for what me and my family going through, because we don't have a casket. Like I say, my sister was a heavy set woman.
That's all fine and good. You know, my condolences go out to you and your family. You know, I'm trying to be as reserved as I can with this whole situation. But do you understand what kind of stupid you're asking me right now to actually dig up my aunt who's been in the ground for 5 years to bury your sister?
But Vicky, let me ask you this, though. If we use it, your aunt ain't gonna know. She ain't gonna know we use.
What kind of stupid for you to say to me? My aunt and I, we don't know. Are you stupid? What kind of you smoking? Are you smoking crack? We don't know. She not ground no more.
First of all, you know what? I appreciate you trying to work with me, but I want to say this. You don't even have the authority to make that decision. If you give me one of the numbers to one of your cousins,
because I was really trying to be nice and be calm. But guess what? We're not doing this stupid. I'm trying to be nice to you and tell and try to help you out, but no, you want me to get ignorant and act stupid with you. I was trying to be nice and sympathetic, but we're not doing it. I'm not giving you the number. I got the authority to tell you right now, no, we're not digging her up so you can bury your sister. Figure it out.
Okay, so that's just it? I can't talk to now?
Yeah,
one of
that's it.
One
no, you ain't talking to nobody. You talking to me.
Okay, I got something else I need to tell you, though. I need to tell you something else. Are you listening?
What to tell me?
I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vicky, your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Hold up. Who is this again?
Vicky, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, y'all. Well, you got me over here all worked up. I'm cussing. I'm going to keep she play too much. She ain't got to do.
Vicky, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show for y'all.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Deshaun Watson issued a public apology to all of his accusers. And we'll tell you who's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame as well.
Is it me?
Coming up at
they done got my star.
Girl, I've been waiting. But right now, no, this is your part right here. It's time for Ask the Riddlo. That's the R-T-L-O, Riddlo.
Excuse me. We're not going to skip over that. You said no. This is your part.
I heard it. Oh, I heard it.
They got my star. No. We're going to ask.
The shade of it all.
All right. So I'm going to put one in my driveway.
No,
I get
shade.
My own.
There was no shade on that.
Now, what is the Riddlo? What is Riddlo? Riddlo.
It's the ready to love officer.
Oh, okay. That's
cute.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's higher than the chief low. Chief love off. That's higher than that.
The clo higher than the clo. The Riddlo is higher than the clo.
Yeah. And Junior, I would say you J-Lo, but then, you really ain't J-Lo.
It's already won. It's all waiting run. I ain't fine.
The junior love officer.
Yeah. There's already a J-Lo, and she fine.
Thank you. Yeah. You could be Julo. Ready. All right, here we go for you guys. Shelly in Cleburne says, I've been in a common law marriage for 17 years. So when I heard my man cheated on me, I did something I regret. I got drunk and had sex with an ex-boyfriend, and he is still very much in love with me. I only wanted revenge sex, but now he is threatening to tell my man what happened. What should I do?
You're going to have to keep doing it with him.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, you got to keep doing it. See, you didn't got yourself into this. You're going to have to keep doing it, okay? Yeah. You got to keep doing it until he don't want it no more in order to save your common law marriage. First of all, that sounds crazy anyway, to save your common law marriage. But,
years.
You know, you had, when you ask the Riddlo keep it real with you. So I'm just letting you know, keep having sex with the other person until he get tired of it. It's just that simple. You in it now.
You what got you think, you
got,
Julo?
What you say? You made the bed, you got to lie in it.
this is absolutely true. I said the same. I was thinking the same thing. You got to keep going. I'm sorry. Right. You in this now. You got to do this for your family. That's what you got to do. Yeah. You got to do this for your marriage. Even though it's common law, you got to go through with it. Every time you see that man, start taking clothes off because your family depending on you.
And take it off like a black woman. You know how you take your bra off and they pull it through there and pull it all the way through. They can take a bra off through their shirt. They cold with that thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
All right, moving on. You're in the middle of asking.
All women can
Riddlo.
Do that? That's an art.
Yeah. Skill.
Moving
baby.
On.
How did she take that off with her whole sweatshirt on and it didn't move? How did she do that?
Yeah.
Watch.
Let us try to take LaVon our drawers off through our pants. Boy, you what kind of drama you finna get?
LaVon from Philly writes, I had a game night at my house and my boyfriend chose my best friend as his spades partner. I got jealous at how my boyfriend vibed with her. He hugged her and pulled her onto his lap after they won. I made a scene and he said he didn't do anything wrong. I said it was inappropriate. What do you think?
See, when you run a Boston on somebody, it that kind of love comes together. You know what I'm saying? When y'all get 10 books, you deserve a hug and a lap. It's just you're looking at this wrong. You're looking at this wrong. Now, see, maybe the possibility is you're not no good spades partner. And see, he done found out something about her that he liked. I'm just sorry. You got to get your spade game up, baby, and learn how to, the big joke or the little joke.
Julo,
what you say?
And his partner.
Yeah. See, I don't want no renigger. A renigger. I don't want a renigger. I don't want a renigger. I don't.
I'm telling you. Caller just said it. That's exactly what it is. You worried about this hug. You just can't play spades with this telling me. Oh, you a good girlfriend, but spades partner, your best friend can play. That's what you want. You want somebody who throwing these cards out here.
You over there with the ace. You over there with the ace, king, queen of heart, and leg with the deuce of heart. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong? You see,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, he done had that. You know I ain't got no hearts. What is you doing? What you think I got?
Black people are serious about their cards.
Let me tell you when black people get mad at spades. When you lead and we lose three books in a row, okay, now. That's the first one.
Okay, one question. This is a little sidebar. What does it mean when you put the card on your forehead?
Get ready.
What does that mean?
Get ready.
Because ain't nobody finna beat this book. This book is out.
This is the victory.
Yeah.
When you lick that card and stick it on your forehead, oh yeah, baby, this is it.
I thought it just meant you had a greasy forehead. All right. Carmen in Denver says, I'm a 42-year-old divorced woman. The man I'm dating had told me that he likes to swing occasionally, but he wants to do it every weekend. First, he said occasionally. He loves watching me with others. And do you think he's capable of having a monogamous relationship?
Wait. What? He liked watching you with others. So y'all doing this.
Yeah, he likes to swing occasionally, but now he's doing it every weekend, and he likes watching her with others.
Okay, so we're not swing. We swing and. That's what we doing. We swing and. Every weekend, we doing it. There's no turning back, though. If you're looking for some one-on-one with him, that's a wrap. It's over with. It's been gone. Y'all, once you start the swing, it's over. It's a wrap. Uh-huh.
So to answer her question, do you think he's capable of a monogamous relationship? You're saying no, Riddalo.
He's capable of a menage a trois. That's what he's capable of. Okay, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. The numbers just keep going up.
Okay.
No, the number's not going to get back down to 2. Now that's boring to him. It's just you and him. That's it. That's all we're doing. Yeah. We got to get some people up in here. We got to get some naked people in here fast. This is not happening at all. You are messing up the entire weekend. Just me and you. This it. Oh, no.
Boring.
You think that's turning me on? You walking through here naked? That ain't doing nothing. You need to get some more people up in here.
You all walk through here naked.
Yeah, some drinks, some hors d'oeuvres. I need a lot of naked people and some food and stuff. What are we doing? This ain't...
What you got, Julo? Same thing.
I'm with Tommy. Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, if he love watching you with other people, that's it. You need other people for him to love you. He can't love you by yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can't. I'm telling you right now. Come on, Julo. Try to Netflix and chill by yourself.
Started it.
Yeah.
Watch when you get them 8, 9 people in that room, but he look across the room. I love you. Yeah. You understand? That's what he gonna tell you. I love you when you make this happen for me.
All right, last one, guys. Last one. Moving on to Parker in Maryland. Parker says, I'm a 34-year-old kept man, and my woman gives me money and plane tickets to meet her in various cities. She's a single woman, but I've never been to her house, and I don't even know where she works. Why is she being so mysterious with me?
You can't say nothing. You kept. You kept your damn mouth shut. You do what you told to do. You kept. You can't say nothing. You don't ask where I work at, where I do for my. What's wrong with you? I meet you here. We do all this right. Here. You is kept, and I keep your ass.
Thank you, Riddalo and Julo. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
In an interview with Cleveland News 5 on Friday, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson issued a public apology in an effort to make amends to all of the women who have accused him of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. Take a listen.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward. Mm.
Okay. Well, he apologized. Okay.
Yeah.
That's his apology.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's the status on that now?
Well, Watson's suspension doesn't count the preseason. He was eligible to play in the preseason game on Friday against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now he was booed by the fans as he walked into the field. I think that was to be expected, though. You know,
you're
how
gonna
the fans
get that.
Are. Yeah, they're going to. Yeah, that's what they do. And, you know, they felt that he deserved it. So that's what they did. The Browns went on to beat the Jaguars 24-13.
Okay. I'll wait for sports. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to this story right here. In an update on the horrific crash last week in the Los Angeles area, Nicole L. Linton, the traveling nurse who killed 6 people in that 100-mile-per-hour fiery accident, is jailed in Linwood, California, and has been charged with 6 counts of murder, 5 counts of gross vehicular manslaughter. She faces up to 90 years in prison if she is convicted. According to her lawyer, she had previously been involved in 13 car accidents, and she has a profound history of mental health issues. Yes.
Why is she out here nursing?
You should never have been behind
the wheel. Why are you nursing on people?
Did you do a background check on her? And her license should have been suspended. You involved in 13 car accidents.
13. Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be having a job.
You shouldn't be able to catch the bus. I mean, this is bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bad. It really, really is bad. Yeah. And our prayers and condolences go out to the families of those 6 people who were mowed down in that accident.
That was horrible. Horrible.
You know, you can't be really, I can't be sad about this 90 years. I'm sorry. I can't.
I think about these people, you killed six people, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's horrific.
You have to go
tragedy.
To prison for the rest of your life. You killed six people. Justice for these victims.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm with
That's
you,
it.
Carla.
Just and they'll never that. Come back.
I'm
yeah.
you, and you ain't doing no driving in jail. You got to walk everywhere. You better get rid of
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Junior.
That's
yeah.
Sad,
I'm serious.
Man.
I'm telling
That's
you. You ain't
gonna
no.
Yeah.
That's sad. Well, you know, people just out driving, going somewhere, having fun, and all of a sudden, here you come flying down the street 100 miles an hour.
I mean, yeah. Horrible. I know that exact intersection, too. All right, moving on to Nipsey Hussle. Posthumously, he is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today on what would have been his 37th birthday. So happy heavenly birthday to Nipsey Hussle, whose life ended tragically back in 2019. Other stars on the 2022 Walk of Fame class include George Clinton, Michael B. Jordan, Martha Reeves, and Michael Strahan. SNL's Kenan Thompson received his star on Friday. So congratulations.
And my name ain't nowhere in there. You don't see my name on the list nowhere.
I saw Nipsey. No. I saw George Clinton. I saw Michael B. Jordan, Martha Reeves. I didn't see Tom.
Michael Strahan. He's from Michael Houston. Strahan. There's a Houstonian.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, Texas Southern University.
Maybe you can have a connection there.
TSU, Third Ward, Texas.
Come on.
My mama went to TSU. My mom and dad went to TSU, but that still ain't got nothing to do with me and my star. Go ahead.
But you could connect to Michael Strahan. That's the connection. Houston.
You know what? You know what? I done made up my mind. I'm finna put mine in my driveway. I'm not finna wait on everybody.
Nobody stop that.
No.
Some more sad news out of Hollywood. Actress Anne Heche has died from injuries that she suffered Friday, August 5th, after driving her car through a Los Angeles home. Heche suffered a severe brain injury and was kept alive on life support for a week before she passed away. She was 53. If you recall, some people don't remember her, but back in the day, I guess she and Ellen dated for a while, Ellen DeGeneres. And a lot of people remember her from that. Our condolences going out to her family for sure.
That's sad.
Yeah. Very sad. Very, very sad.
Because she had children and
she did a touching
tribute or a post that her son did. And, you know, and just heartbroken. Lost his
Just really sad.
Life is short, man.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It is very, very short. That story. Because wasn't she on a soap opera too? Was it Another World? I think she played twins on that.
I'm not sure.
On that soap opera.
Watching her, it was a movie she did with Harrison Ford.
I remember that movie.
I can't.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, she did a great movie with Harris. It was 6 days, seven nights.
Yes, I knew it had a number in it, but I could. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, she was a wonderful, wonderful actress.
Exactly
that happened. Yeah. Wow. And the reason they kept her on life support is so they could figure out what to do with her organs. They wanted to, you know, people need organs, so that's what they do sometimes.
Family decide to donate her organs.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, here's a question. Would you ever share your location with your partner, allowing them to track you? Think about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
To share or not to share your location is the subject of this story. How would you feel if your partner asked you to share your location with them? Okay, that's the question. You know, that's very easy to do on your smartphone. Clinical psychologist Dr. Yasmin Saad says it's a decision that's giving a lot of people anxiety, and it's an issue that comes up a lot with her patients. She tells her patients that the decision to share your location with your partner should be a solution to a problem, like if there's a legitimate reason for why you both need to know where the other one is. If it's just to keep tabs on each other because you don't trust each other, then that's not healthy. So here's a question for you. Would you ever share your location or even ask your partner to share his location with you? What's the big deal?
That's why I don't want no smartphone. I got a dumbass phone. I don't want no smartphone. That smartphone tell you all these different things. And tell you the temperature and what's going on and everything. I don't need all that. I need a dumbass phone. I can just make a call and that's it. But all this pinpointing me where you at? I'm in the back room. Why you need to know where I'm at? I'm not. When I pull out this driveway, I'm on my own. Let me be. I don't need all that.
You don't share your location in the house. It's when
But what do you want though? When I leave, what do you want? If you want me to bring some bread home, text me you want me to bring some bread home. But you don't need to know where I'm getting the bread from. Just tell me what you need. Jesus, when you pinpoint me, why? What are you doing over there? I'm doing what I want to do over here. What? I'm at the park. I'm running 3 miles. What do you want? What?
You don't want nothing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We've been married 21 years. You ain't, what? What do you want? What? I just left you.
I don't see a problem with just sharing your location.
Mm-hmm. I don't
see
either.
A problem with that. Uh-uh. What's wrong with
and
it?
So Junior, what you got? You've been married 21 years. You can't share your location, huh?
Right.
She know where I be, Carla. Same damn cigar bar on Thursday. If you pass by there at 6:30, she know I'm right there. What do you want?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Well, since you won't share it, I'm just going to come up there since that's where you are.
You hey, what? Now we got a problem. What is you coming up there for? Embarrassing me in front of my friends. What do you want?
Yeah. All right, Junior, what do you say?
Oh, what say you?
Absolutely, we'll share my location.
There
yes,
you
I
go,
will.
Junior.
I damn sure will share my location. But here's the thing. I won't be nowhere near that phone. That phone going to be in Philadelphia, and I'm in New Mexico. Oh, I'll share it. I promise I'll give you the location. Matter of fact, when you take my baby down there in Philly. Yeah, yeah.
Working.
Phone down in Philly. My ass is somewhere else. I share it, though. I give it to you. I sure will. I have no problem.
Both of y'all. Both of yes.
You asked the question. Yes. I said, yeah. Nah,
living my best life.
You never said I had to keep it. You never said it had to be with me. Nah. Sure did.
Leave it at the church, Junior. Put your phone
right
at the church.
Praying. All week I've been praying.
All right, coming up, we'll talk about this big fight that happened at Spirit Airlines right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A big debate was sparked online over the weekend after video footage of a physical altercation between a Spirit Airlines employee and a female passenger went viral. Did you guys see the video? Everybody saw it, right?
It
was crazy. A black male Spirit Airlines employee was pushed, yelled at, cursed at, and called defamatory names by a female passenger. Now, is this female passenger white? She looked white. Was she white?
She did.
She looked white. Wow.
She was white every angle I looked at it. Every angle I looked, she was white.
Yeah.
Side,
yeah,
on the ground, every angle I looked, she was white.
Mm-hmm. Spirit employee continuously asked the woman to back up as she continues to taunt him and eventually hit him in his face as another passenger tried to separate them. The Spirit employee then hit the woman several times before another black male got in the Spirit employee's face saying, "You're not going to fight that woman, bro." The Spirit employee has been suspended, okay? So what was your take on this situation?
You can't, at the end of the day, you cannot hit a lady. You got to walk away. You're a man. You're way stronger. It's just you know where I come from. You just don't hit no lady. Yeah. So you got to walk away, bro. Regardless of what she's saying, if you walk away long far enough, guess what? You can't hear what she's saying. Get away from her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get away from her.
Now she
especially
was
especially as someone representing the airline.
She probably was wrong. I'm sure.
She was wrong. She was in his face. She called the N-word. She was
N-word.
Wrong.
N-word. Yeah.
She should have walked away. He should have walked away. Mm-hmm. So now it all escalates. You just got to learn a way to walk away.
Yeah.
You
know,
those kind of ignorant people. You got to walk away.
You cannot put your hands on them.
You can't do it.
No.
Now, I will find another female to come over there and holler at you, though. I will find that.
That's the best solution.
If I get to Cookie, if I get to Junior's sister, it's a wrap. Uh-huh.
We got that. She'll take care of that whole situation. Won't be no problem. You gotta walk away.
I was surprised that he was just suspended, though, the employee, and not fired.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to look at she did hit the guy.
She was in his face.
He was provoked for sure. Yeah. He was provoked.
Yes. But he just got to learn.
He just didn't handle it right. Putting his hands on her, though,
that seemed to be a problem.
It's a basic principle not to put your hands on a woman, man. I don't care. What can she really do to me? How hard was that slap?
But Junior, I don't know how old he was, but you know, it's different now. It's different now.
It's really different.
You know, it's different. You guys were raised a certain way. It's not like that now.
But couldn't he have called security? If she called him a racial slur and she put her hands on him, then she should have been arrested
easily pressed charges
and banned from flying because you hit a federal employee, I mean, a person that works at an airline in a federal building. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Then she should be this disciplined, or something so should happen to her as well.
Oh, for sure. Assault. Yeah. How about that for starters?
When you at work, when you at work, period, man, you got to have a certain type of temperament. You know what I mean? You
got to be able to control yourself. And temperament. Absolutely.
But at the same time, no one has the right to put their hands on you while you're
right. They don't. Yeah.
Right.
They don't.
And that might be why he's only suspended. That might be
only. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have to put up with that either. Well, but, yeah, he went off.
I know
though.
One thing. My man went off. I know one thing, Carla. Go in that door. Y'all all go in with that code. When y'all come out that door, it ain't never good. Y'all come back with some people. You get that door with the code on it. You press them six digits, you come out of that door, somebody coming and throwing you out this airport. That's all you have to do. Go in that door and get your help. You know. You ain't got to fight this.
I ain't never been in that door either. What is in
nobody
there?
Nobody goes in that door, but when they come out that door, then everything in that door. Out of the security office back there in that door, it's gate attendants in that door. It's a meeting in that door.
Well, how do y'all feel about the two brothers at the end of the video? Now they was about to fight.
Yeah.
Well,
people were mad at them, saying would he have jumped in if it had been a black woman? You know, that's what a lot of people were saying online as well. Yeah.
Hopefully you'd have jumped in and stopped any fight period.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Any woman
situation.
Any woman getting hit, man. Yeah. Shut it down.
Yeah. All right, guys. Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, can I change his mindset? Here we go again. Can I change his mindset? Always trying to change somebody. All right, we'll get into that in just a bit. But right now, the nephew is here for the prank phone call. What you got for us, Nath? What is it?
Shirley, I'm coming off vacation. I've been playing daddy, been playing husband. I've been doing, I have not had time to be stupid. It has just, it dawned on me. I said, I have not been stupid in about a week. This has really bothered me. So, you know, back in the saddle and just, you know, trying to just regroup and get my stupid back up. Because it's really been
stupid on again.
Yeah, get my stupid back up because it's been low. My stupid been running low. So let's get it back up right here. This is bed bugs. We're going to be as stupid as possible. Bed bugs. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I'm going to take a message. Do you know when she's coming back? Nah, is this a business call or something?
No, this personal. I need to talk to her immediately.
Nah, you need to talk to me. This a man. This who is this?
This is Brandon. Who are you?
I'm Ernest, man. But how do you know Shanice?
I got a bit of a situation here, man. And it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. Is totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of.
What's the situation? What's going on?
I mean, I'm basically right now I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice, and I need to see if she's going to be able to pay me for this situation or what. You know,
do my girl owe you money?
She owes me $2,500.
$2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So what's up with the $2,500?
First of all, my name is Brandon, okay? And I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now, okay? So here, you want to know it all in a nutshell is it's like this. Shanice's been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses because...
Your mattress?
Because it's bed
bugs. Your mattress? Wait a minute, dude. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she been in my bed, dude.
She been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey, man.
Come on now, dude.
Listen,
the problem is not where
she's been. $2,500. The problem is...
You talking about $2,500. You talking about my girl was in your bed. Now, we not even going to get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No. Hold up.
First of all, you calling here. You calling here. You calling here. And here is dude answer the phone. And you still got the
to ask for her and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress? Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000. It's full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there talking about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Nah, hey, don't even worry about that now. But you know, my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I ain't got no mattress right now.
You calling my house? You calling mine?
I do not have a mattress right now, nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings me?
I don't care about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. Your name, you say your name, Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay, don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
You
can have them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so what's she getting all the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place.
I don't care nothing about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Nobody else over here.
Right. Don't worry about who you had over there, but you don't call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
No, we got a problem. We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my brother.
Hey, dog, I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool.
No, we not cool. First of all, I'm going to handle Shanice myself. I'm going to handle you later.
What you talking about? You going to handle me?
I'm going to handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress, right?
Go ahead and marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
My problem is getting
my money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm going to get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a casket wrapped around that though.
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem. The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Now you got two problems.
You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home. Okay. What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you going to have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm going to have your money. I'm going to have your mattress, too. Please understand. You're going to be resting real well.
Okay. So let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house, leave them all in my mattress, leave them all on my couch where I got to throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm going to ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
But, I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a four-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? Four years. We about to get married. And you calling here with this
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your ass. First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency. I got bed bugs, man.
Learn another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Man, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl, Shanice.
Man. Y'all.
You all right, man?
Boy, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
And there you have it. That's that nephew for you, baby. Getting back in the saddle of stupidity. All right.
You missed it.
I missed a lot of it. But I want to make sure y'all didn't get my swag back. I want to make sure y'all didn't miss nothing. Did you catch your boy on the tube Friday night, Ready to Love?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh? What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do I look like
that? Ready to love, look, baby.
I don't look too fat, do I? That's why I don't want to watch myself. Do I look fat? Mm. Why do Monica have both her jaws blowed out like I look like just, well, I'll be doggone. Okay.
Sausage.
You look good, nephew. You look good. You look good. You look good.
Ready to love on Friday night, y'all, on the OWN Network. You don't want to miss it. Come check me out. And hey, it's Ready to Love Miami. It's starting to get steamy, so I want y'all to keep tuning in because it's getting crazy. People are already picking their favorites and who's not their favorite.
Everybody's watching it, Tommy. Everybody.
Yeah, I'll be getting stopped in the supermarket. Please get that one off the show. I want that to get voted off.
But they're good TV. They get on my nerves. They get on your nerves, but they're such good TV. Oh,
the crazy contestants. We got to have them. Gotta watch.
Ready to love Miami.
All right, nephew. Congratulations again. We'll be watching. You know that. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, can I change his mindset? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter at steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. Yeah, this one right here.
This one right here. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, can I change his mindset? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a man for 6 years, and we live with his parents in a 2-bedroom house. We had to move in with them in 2020 after he lost his job. I don't have any family in this town, so I agreed to stay there temporarily, but he just started working 4 months ago. He couldn't find a job in his field for a long time, so I was relieved when he started working full time because I thought he would finally get our own place. Their house is small and our bedroom is directly across from his parents' bedroom. His mom uses the dining room as her sewing room, and that's where she smokes her cigarettes, and you can smell the smoke all over the house. It's a madhouse. They're in their room having sex, and we're in our room having sex in our full-size bed. There is one bathroom and the shower does not work, so we all have to take baths. This is sheer torture for me, but I love this man. I often ask myself, why do I put up with this? I'm 29 and can do better. I can find a man with his own place, a great job, and sane parents. I have invested 6 years into this, and I want him to stop being complacent and get us out of here. He's happy with the home-cooked meals, watching movies with his parents, holidays with them, etc., but I want out. My mother came to visit me and she got a hotel room. I stayed with her for 2 nights and it was nice to take a shower, have a bed to myself, and not have to talk to his mother. My mother told me to be patient with him and things will work out. Should I move out and break up with him, or should I follow my mother's advice? Can I change his mindset, or is he too far gone? Please advise. You guys have been living with his parents long enough, and do you want to die from secondhand smoke? I mean, really, that's kind of what this is coming down to. There are so many things wrong with this letter that we don't really have the time to go into it. We really, really don't. the thing about it is I don't know why you haven't figured this out on your own. You can't continue to stay here. This was supposed to be a temporary situation until he got a new job. Thank God he's working again. Now, after 6 years with him, you're going backwards. He's becoming very comfortable, too comfortable with mom and dad watching movies and the home-cooked meals and all that. You've been with him 6 years. He hasn't even proposed to you. And you can't change him. You can't change his mindset. He'll only change if he wants to change for you, and so far that hasn't happened. When I finished reading this letter initially, I had to go back up to the top line because I wanted to make sure you said that you were not married and you were just dating him. You're just dating him. You've just been dating him for 6 years. Any plans for the future? Do you guys talk about it? Are you just content being with him for another 6 years? I think you should get your own apartment by yourself. Let him stay with his parents, since he's loving it there so much. If there's any hope of you guys ever being together, you being gone should help him make up his mind. If this is not what you want, why are you putting up with it? You even ask yourself that. Again, you need to find an apartment and move out today. Tommy, what you got?
Can I change his mindset? Mm-hmm. That's the question. Now, my question to you is, the problem is, change your own mindset. That seemed to be the problem. Right. So you worry about his mindset. I'm concerned with your mindset. Because you're the one that set your mind on doing this, 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 and that. And here's what I really don't like that I'm hearing, what I'm not hearing. Where is your job? Why are you not working? Why are you not taking care of at least yourself? And so you're dependent on him. Now you're up in this raggedy-ass house with his mom and his daddy. All this got to be the worst sex in the world across the hall from somebody's mom and dad. This got to be straight ignorant, okay? that's who want to do that? I can't holler and be here, my like? Mama. That's my mama over there hollering like that. I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't have that kind of sex. My mama over there hollering while me and you over here hollering. That just don't work for me. Let's change your mindset. So basically, you went about your relationship completely wrong. You moved in with him, all right? That didn't work. So y'all lost everything. Now you done moved in with him and his mom. Y'all not married. Everything you've done is completely out of order. So you need to get yourself together. Once you get, like Shirley saying, get your own apartment, but let's get you a job. I don't hear that you have a job. You need a job. Get you a job so you can take care of you. You 20-something years old. So anybody in their 20s, I'm big on this. Be able to take care of yourself first.
Then
we can figure out what we doing and how we move forward. But right now, I'm dealing with your mindset. I think it's your mind that we need to be talking about. If he is who the way he is and he's like the way he is, so be it. Get your mindset together and then you'll find you a man that's good and got the mindset that you want him to have.
That's right.
That sounds like some ready to love right there, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why are we always trying to change these men? Why are we doing it? It's not going to happen. They do it on their own.
6 years? Mama holler and go at it with daddy? And then mama in there smoking and making clothes. What kind of clothes is you? What is you sewing? What is you making in this damn room? And everything you make, this I made you a jumpsuit. The whole damn thing smell like Benson and Hedges, Menthol Light 100 in the soft pack. I don't want that.
That's a soft pack.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We're going to hear from Junior coming up with part two of this strawberry letter for today at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, can I change his mindset? We'll get back into
mama, daddy, what?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we got to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, can I change his mindset? 29-year-old woman wrote this letter. She is in a relationship with a man that she's been dating. They've been together for 6 years. He lost his job. They had to move in with his parents in their two-bedroom house. This happened back in 2020. Her boyfriend lost his job. He's back working now. So she's thinking that, you know, since he's back working, they're getting ready to move out and move into their own place. Not the situation, not the case here at all. The boyfriend is loving living with his parents. Why? Because he's getting home-cooked meals. He gets to watch movies with his parents, spend holidays with them. But she wants out. She's depending on this man to get them a house, to move them out, to do all these things. They live in this house. The shower is broken in the bathroom. They have one bathroom. They all have to take baths in this one bath. The mom is a seamstress. She sews in the dining room. She smokes all over the house. It's just a mess. She's miserable in this place, but she's looking to her man, trying to change his mind to get him out of there, and that's not happening. She says she can do better, but she's not. That's basically the gist of the letter. Her mom came to visit her. She stayed with her mom in a hotel, got her own shower, her own bed. She liked that. But her mother told her not to break up with the man and to give it a little more time. Be patient and things will work out. What she wants to know is, can she change his mindset or is he too far gone? Junior. Mm-mm. What say you? What you got, Junior?
I've seen these houses with these two bedrooms, one bathroom. I know what this house setup look like. I've been in there. I know what this is. First of all, they having sex in their house. That's fine. But the problem I see, how you ain't took a shower in over 2 years? Do you know how crazy you look sitting your ass in that little ass tub in that bathroom with your knees in your chest trying to wipe yourself down? It's four y'all in here bathing. I know what this look like. You in here crying because you know that shower head is rusted and it ain't working. I know you tired of this. You ought to be tired of a lot of things. Changing mindset. You need to change locations is what you need to do. I don't care what you need to do. If you can get you a better man with his own place, go out there and get him, because you don't have to hear this. Aren't you tired of these old ass conversations with his mama with that cigarette hanging out of the lip? What? I know you're sitting up there mad about this. You know, when I first met Cletus Johnson, it was 1945. Yeah, it was 45. You got to be tired of these old ass conversations. Do you just stare at that window that's over that kitchen sink and just hope for a better future with that curtain rod on it? Ain't you tired of looking up there on that wall and seeing King and Kennedy just hanging up there? Because you in this little ass house, I know you got to be tired of this. How many times you watching Good Times and you living in Good Times? How is you watching this?
It's the
How is you doing this? How is you in there with his parents, huh? How long is you was sitting there with his mama watching Lady Sings the Blues? Lady Sings the Blues with his mama and daddy. And they just rubbing their feet together on the end of that couch. And these cigarettes won't stop. Ain't you tired of looking at that ashtray with 22 butts in it just sitting up there on the couch? You got to be tired of this. Can you change your location is what I'm saying. Can you just change your location? Do you have any money for a studio with a working child? Just a studio.
Even heard the word ashtray, let alone seen it.
Seen one, but she's sewing and stacking them up. And then they got the nerve to be over there, just across the hall, giving it all. Giving it all across the hall. And you got the nerve. You couldn't touch me. So we across the hall having sex. You couldn't touch me in this house. Ain't you tired of that quilt that she sewn that you sleep on? You know she sewn that quilt that you sleeping on. You got to be tired of that quilt. Oh, no. That smell like smoke, like Thomas said. Everything she's sewing smells like smoke. You got to be tired of talking to the postman every day because they coming right up to the mailbox and everybody's saying, how you doing, Mr. Williams? You know Mr. Williams. Why don't you just get out here, forget mindset, change your location, Shirley. That's all I got for her. You ain't got to take this.
No.
Matter of fact, I'd invite my mama to town every weekend so I could shower.
But you know what? Mama told her to stay and ride it out. Because guess what? Mama don't want to have her damn house either.
Let me tell you something. What's so crazy about this? Ain't you tired of pulling them tiles out that cabinet in that bathroom with them broken shelves and the dish rag you bathing with? How could you do this? How could you do this? All the holes in the rag, the tiles got rag. You ought to be tired of looking at the hot water bottle on the back of that dough in that bath. Y'all tired of looking at moo-moos. These moo-moos is everywhere. Every day she got a brand new moo-moo. You ought to be tired of seeing this mama not wearing
them.
No bra.
She Man, making
I'm
them.
Telling you, this don't make no sense. I can't do this. No, no. Don't call the ass. You too grown. You 29. You 26
Four people
years.
Using one toilet.
Four people.
God.
Oh, man. I know you walked in. Everybody done locked that door in that bathroom. I know you done walked in there and seen his mama sitting on that toilet. I know you done seen that. I know.
With a cigarette. With a cigarette.
What you need now, baby girl? Don't baby girl me. Put your clothes on.
She says she's 29 and she can do better, so do better.
Do better.
Do better. Yeah.
Leave.
Do better. Yeah, get your own apartment. Do something.
I'm tired of seeing suspenders in white shirts. I'm tired of this.
All right, listen. Time
Kennedy
for
King.
Man on the wall.
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Do a comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, but let me tell everybody, Huntsville, Alabama, September 1st, man, I'm coming to town. We're going to have us a good time. Come on out there and hang out with your favorite play cousin for Labor Day weekend. I got time to do one show. I'm going to come in. I'm going to come out. Go get your tickets right now at HuntsvilleStandUpLive.com. All right?
It's a good spot. That's a good spot.
I love Stand Up Live, man. You know, so I got one day because I got to go get prepared for some other things. But I'm just.
But while you're there, Junior, you got to go to the cigar bar while you're there. Okay.
Hey, man, that's where the after party at.
Okay,
they have
cool.
an after party over there. So that's what we do.
Yeah. Ask for Marcel. Tell him I sent you.
Marcel?
Yeah.
Marceau. Okay, I'll do that, man. All right, man, let's get to it. Let's talk about it. Serena Williams is on her farewell tour. She is going to hang it up, man. I am not mad at her career.
Aww,
she did a great job.
We're
going to miss her, though, because she brought so much to the sport. I mean, look at all the people that she's influenced, all these young black tennis
she's
players.
She's still the GOAT, baby.
She's still the GOAT. 23 Grand Slams. Girl, we is not mad at you. Go on, sit down and do something else. Coach, be a commentator. Make some more money elsewhere. You still got it, Serena.
She's a queen.
She is.
She is the GOAT. She is a legend. Go down in history.
Yeah. I give it 8 to 10 years that little girl going to be playing. You watch and see.
Her daughter.
Oh, her baby
her
girl.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her daughter. I think her daughter will be out there. Also, last week, man, we got to talk about it. Did y'all see Marshawn Lynch get a DUI? Did y'all hear about this, man? Yeah, man. Beast mode. Got a DUI.
I thought he only ate Skittles and bananas. What was it?
Nah, man. But my whole thing is, why you don't have a driver, dog?
Yeah.
You know, why you ain't got no driver? Mm-hmm. I don't like seeing Marshawn like that, because Marshawn got some great commercials. I know that.
Ooh,
every
the
time
best.
He in one.
The best.
Every time I see him in a commercial, I go get it. Whatever he sell us.
Yes. Subway, whatever.
Whatever he's in. And also, we did talk about this earlier. Deshaun Watson did make an apology Friday. About to all the women who were involved in the sex scandal, he did make an apology. Let me ask y'all this about the apology. Did you feel it was authentic, or was just like he's saying it to save face? How do you look at this? Do we view this as this was genuine?
Well, I mean, how can you judge someone within their heart, you know? I mean,
because you had all this other time to apologize.
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at all the time that went by, and you had time to apologize. And then on Friday, all of a sudden, after the ruling, now you want to apologize. I thought you should have just apologized when you got in trouble in the first place. Hey, listen,
out
this
the
ain't
gate,
me.
You thinking the timing of the apology. The timing,
I mean,
of
he
the
apologized.
Maybe.
And I don't know. We'll see what the NFL, what the commissioner, wants him suspended for the entire
for
season.
For the entire season. So he
for his
is facing that.
Behavior.
Maybe he thought it would admit guilt if he apologized initially or something, you know?
And just to be fair, he's suspended for 6 games and he can play in the preseason. He just can't play in the season open for 6 games. So we're going to see how it's going to turn out, man. I just had a question about it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, what are some of your fondest memories of school? We'll get into that right after this.
Oh.
You're listening to the
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so school is already back in session for a lot of students, and parents are happy and very, very relieved. Think back to your first day of school. Now, think back now. Was it stressful for you, or were you always ready to go back to school after a nice summer break? What was your favorite subject in school? All of these things. I mean, it makes you think about that when August and September get here. How old were you when you had your first crush on someone? That's another good question. And what sports or activities did you participate in? Were you excited about the first day? I always was.
You know what? The first day to me was always about, it depended on what grade we talk. Like that ninth grade, that was grueling. I didn't like that. In ninth grade, being a freshman at because you're a freshman at the high school, all of this is new. You're a freshman. You know, you just left eighth grade where you was the bomb. You know,
the man.
Right, you the man. Now you starting at the bottom of the totem pole, and here we are, ninth grade all the way to 12th. Oh my God, and back when I was in school. Upperclassmen, I wouldn't say haze, but they would give freshmen a hard time.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, you walk in, hey, they go, what's up, fish? What's happening, fish?
Yeah. Oh, and they going to give it to you.
That's your name.
They going to give it to you.
I wonder if that's the same case. My daughter's going to be a freshman this year. So I wonder.
Oh, is she?
Uh-huh.
Tasha can handle herself.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Don't forget who her mama is, okay?
And her daddy. That's daddy's girl right there.
And then and Carl and Junior can attest to, man, the first day of college, you know, just going off to school, that was like, whoa, I don't know what to expect. I'm scared as all get out.
Man. Yeah. On your own? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mom and them drive off waving.
You away from home. This is
What about your first crush at school? What? How old were you when you had your first crush on someone at school?
Five. As soon as I walked in and saw her, I said, "Ooh, her backpack is nice. She got it all together. I like her."
You started early. You started way too early.
I'm coloring with you.
You're gonna help me stay in the line.
No, I wasn't fine.
Fifth, oh my God. Yeah, sixth grade. Regina Pringle. God, dog.
That's who you had a crush on, Regina.
Regina Pringle called. God, you couldn't tell me nothing about no dog.
Pringle, like the chips, Pringle.
Yeah. Gene Pringle, man. I couldn't even make eye contact with her. I was so scared to look at that girl. I was like, God. Same way I am with Hallie today.
With Hallie Berry.
That's the same level?
I'll never forget that.
Same level, boy. That's how I had Regina Pringle on that level, boy. Ooh,
Hey, Tom, you got to high school and you had a crush on a girl. Remember you used to carry her books?
Yeah.
That was big, dog. If everybody knew if you was carrying her books, they knew what that meant. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. You knew you were somebody when you and your girl shared a locker together.
Ooh. Oh my God. And then y'all break up.
Ooh. Ooh. Come get your stuff out my locker right now.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm finna get the janitor to change my damn code because I don't even want you in my locker no more.
Man,
is that what happened? You were trying.
Yeah. All of that.
What about sports? I know you guys were into sports.
Oh yeah, that was the fun part. That was easy. Uh-huh. That was easy.
Going to practice before school, then you go to practice after school.
Now you know what the problem. I ran track. My problem we had track practice before school started. Mm-hmm. But it was that shower after practice. I didn't like that part. Yeah. You know?
Why? What was
it? I wanted to be clean, but I wasn't used to taking no shower with no 30, 40 people in there. I was like, I'm going to wait. Oh, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late every morning for my first class. I got to wait for y'all to clear out of here.
All right, guys. Coming up next at about 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the city of Vincent, Alabama, voted to disband its police department following racist texts between officers. The police chief and assistant police chief allegedly texted jokes about a pregnant slave to other officers. Here's a joke. Get this. What do you call a pregnant slave? This is what they were texting. What do you call a pregnant slave? An unidentified officer responded, BOGO, B-O-G-O, BOGO, buy one, get one free.
Wow.
The text surfaced on social media, and the mayor of the city issued a statement that appropriate action has been taken, meaning that the entire police department has been fired. The Alabama Sheriff's Office will now respond to emergency calls in that area. Thank you very much.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Wow. They fired everybody. Okay.
But we've been talking about racism in the police officers and police departments forever.
For a very, very, very long time.
Finally, someone's doing something in this particular area.
It's just sad that we don't know which ones we can trust. That's the sad part about it, man. We have no earthly idea which ones we can trust.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because there are good police officers.
There's a lot of good ones.
There really are. Very much.
I got relatives that are police officers.
Yeah.
This is bad when you don't know who's good and who's not good, man.
That's right. Yeah. My brother-in-law used to be a police officer. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you get pulled over, it's 50-50. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for Would You Rather for today. Would you rather win $1 million and lose all your friends, or would you rather win $50,000 and keep your friends?
I'm mad to hell with them damn friends. Give me this $1 million. I get some new friends. Because when I get this million, I don't want them old friends asking me for nothing no damn way. I'd rather pick and choose who I roll with. I want the million and to hell. Well, I ain't got before no way. So what we talking about?
Okay.
I think we're all in agreement with that one.
Absolutely. Win a
million. 50, would you rather... 50 and still over here with they ragged ass? Why am I doing that?
50,000, that's it. Good now, but yeah.
Junior?
A million is better.
I'm a million. I'm losing all my friends. Matter of fact, I'm going to stop knowing you as soon as I get the check. I'm done it right away.
I thought you were going to say you're going to start with us.
No. Y'all all family. Right. That don't count. No, that don't count.
All right. Would you rather have very... Now, think about this. Think about this before you answer. Would you rather have very skinny legs or a very... long neck?
I'm gonna take the ones Wendy Williams got.
Oh, the legs. Got some long legs.
He got some long skinny legs. I'm taking them. I can't.
I don't want no long neck, but they are long.
No.
Yeah, I don't want no long neck though, Shirley.
That's not.
That's not attractive.
I don't look good with the neck I got now. I don't know why I would want a longer one.
Long neck.
Then my turtleneck don't really look like a turtleneck. You know what I'm saying?
Just it's like a regular crew
like
neck
like
shirt.
Like a regular damn shirt right here, man.
All right, moving on. Would you rather have a pet hamster or a pet tarantula?
Oh, damn. I don't like one of them.
Man, I don't want a rodent. I don't want no hamster. Sorry.
Man, a hamster ain't nothing but a cute ass name for a rat. I hate that. That's a rat. But that damn tarantula, that give me the creeps right there.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I don't like bugs.
Because if you look over there in that tank and you don't see that tarantula in there, because he didn't crawl
out. We out. It's some stuff that'll make you leave your house. You out.
Yeah. So you're taking a cute rat over the tarantula. Yeah,
okay. He better enjoy that wheel because he ain't gonna get out of there. He ain't never coming out of there.
Mm-mm. All right. Would you rather have the ability to read your mate's mind, or would you rather have the ability, or would you rather your mate have the ability to read yours? So you want to read hers, or you want her to read yours?
You don't want to read this
over mind.
A whole lot.
Mm-mm. You don't want to know what,
what you got in there that she can't read. What?
Everything. Everything.
I know his ass ain't over there just talking about he don't like me today. I know he ain't just saying.
All right, coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. Thank you all for listening as always. Steve, come on and take us home with your closing remarks.
Today, I have some really, really good information. I'm really, really pleased with this line of thinking because everybody has them. Everybody has to deal with them. Everybody faces it. It's just so many people lose the point of it. You know, the thing about going through something, I think you can go through something better if you know there's a point to it. You know what I mean? People go to the gym to work out if they're trying to get to a certain point. The moment you don't see the point of it, going to the gym becomes ridiculous to you. It becomes harder to you. All of a sudden, it doesn't make sense. So what I want to show you is how to look at the point of something. And the thing that I'm going to talk to you about is something that everybody faces when they're trying to be successful. Because everybody is going to go through some difficult times. Everybody. I don't care who you are. You're going to have some difficult times. Everybody is going to have some challenges. Challenges, difficulties, setbacks. You're going to have this. But listen to me. All of this is part of the process to succeed. When you are presented with these setbacks, these difficulties, and these challenges, I want you to understand what they actually are. They are actually tests. Everybody gets tested. The reason you have to have the test is because tests are presented to you to see if you're willing to go through the process. It's merely just to see if you're willing to go through what it takes. The challenges, the setbacks, the difficulties. The tests are just there to see if you are willing to go through the process. Now, in being willing to go through the process, it assures you something. That when you pass the test and you reach your goal, that you will have a level of appreciation for it. I'll give you an example. Somebody use your car. I don't recommend that. They're not going to take care of your car the way you do. Because they didn't pay for it. They're not making a note on it. They didn't have to struggle to get the down payment. They didn't have to make sure their credit was right. They didn't walk in the bank and get turned down a couple of times. Then go back and fix their credit. Now they got up. That's why. If you rent out your room to somebody, they're not going to take care of your room like you take care of your house. Because they didn't go through the process to get it. All they wanted was the room. Because they didn't have to fill out the credit report. They didn't go down here. They don't have the mortgage. They don't know what it took to have to own this house. That's why they ain't take care of their yard. Because they renting. Some people who rent don't take care of the property because it ain't theirs. Now, that's not all renters. I'm just talking about the case of some. Because when you go through the test, it causes you to have an appreciation for it. Now, the tests are necessary. The test teaches you things. The test provides you with a lesson. Tests are merely lessons. You're going to see these tests again, and when you see them again, they won't appear as nearly as difficult because you've already taken the test before and you've already passed it. The test also strengthens you. All these tests you have, it strengthens you. It's like lifting weights. Oh, it's heavy right now. If you put them 50s in your hand, that's heavy weight. But if you keep lifting 50s, after a while, you can lift 70s. But guess what them 50s did that was so hard that you felt like dropping and you needed a spotter? They made you stronger, though. The tests make you stronger. The next thing that the test does for you is it makes you experienced. Because now that you have these tests under your belt, you know something. You can turn around and share with people how to get past the test because you've seen them before. This is the reason that you have challenges, setbacks, and difficulties, because you are being tested. So when God gives you the thing that you're asking for, you will have a level of appreciation for it. You will have learned the lessons that it takes to maintain it. You will have been strengthened by the process, and you'll become experienced by the process. Here is the last and main thing that the test does for you. These tests that they're presented to you. Old people have said it 1,000 times. You cannot have a testimony without the test. How can you share this experience with anybody? How do you tell a young person what to do if you ain't been through nothing? How can you teach me how to play golf and you don't play golf? It's impossible. You can't be the swim coach and you can't swim. I'm sorry, you can't. You got to have gone through the process. It's the process and the test that gets you to the point, but you can't have a testimony without a test. You'll have nothing to say in your life if you've never passed any test. You'll have no story to tell. So all of you that are being tested, you're working on your story. Now, what story will you tell your children? What story will you tell your grandchildren? What story will you tell young people who need mentoring? What story will you tell people who they look up to you and they think you got something? What story will you tell? You've got to be tested to make it happen. Pass the test, deal with them, and you'll be fine. Those are my closing remarks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.